Leicester Square Child Stabbing, Yuan Pintaru Charged with Attempted Murder. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 13, 2024. A man has been charged with attempted murder and held in custody in relation to the stabbing of a young child in broad daylight central London on Monday morning. 32-year-old Yuan Pintaru has been charged with attempted murder and possession of a bladed article, the Metropolitan Police stated on Tuesday. The charges follow police being called to the scene of a stabbing at Leicester Square, a popular tourist destination in central London, on Monday morning. An 11-year-old girl had been stabbed and has serious but non-life-threatening injuries. It was stated by police and the ambulance service on Monday that a 34-year-old woman, now stated to be the child's mother, was also injured in the attack, but after both received medical attention it was discovered the mother was physically unharmed and the blood on her body was her daughter's. Update 1245, Pintaru appears in court. Yuan Pintaru appeared in Westminster Magistrates on Tuesday, facing a charge of attempted murder. Court reporting by GB News reveals his Romanian nationality was established, and a Romanian interpreter was requested for the appearance. It is also stated the 11-year-old victim was described as a tourist visiting London with her mother when she was allegedly grabbed in a headlock and repeatedly stabbed in the face, shoulder, wrist and neck area with a steak knife. Police have said this morning they do not believe the victims and attacker were known to each other, potentially discounting a domestic motive. They also said they do not believe it was a terror attack. Pintaru will appear before the Central Criminal Court at the Old Bailey on September 10. The original story continues below. Police praised members of the public who intervened. Detective Chief Superintendent Christina Jessa said, "I would like to pay tribute to the members of the public, including staff from local businesses, who bravely intervened in this incident. They put themselves at risk and showed the best of London in doing so. In line with the government's present campaign against what it sees as irresponsible social media usage, police also appeal to the public and press not to speculate on the case. In their strong reminder, the force said, nothing should be published, including on social media, which could prejudice future court proceedings."